Hello and welcome to Pokemon Monday for September 27th. This is Henry Gilbert here, and I'm with PokeFans.
Michael Grimm.
And
Carolyn Goodmanson.
Yay, so we're in week two of having Black and White, so
I'm
pretty excited to hear what's been going on.
You want to get right into that?
Sure, yeah.
Well, Mike Grimm, what do you think?
Dive into it? Yeah. Well, do we have anything else we need to pepper him with before we hit him with the full course meal?
Oh, I was just going to say, I really like that image, that humorous image that you sent me this morning with the hippopotas.
Yes.
Apparently in the anime, Ash like carries hippopotas on his head, but if you look at his Pokedex entry, hippopotas weighs like 49.5 kilograms. There's no way that like Ash could be holding like a 120-pound animal.
It brings his neck.
Yeah, so I thought that was
That's an inaccuracy in the anime.
Yeah.
I have found an inaccuracy.
But yeah, do you want to talk about what we've been, our experiences with...
Well, I mean, have we talked? Was there talk of it last week?
Not really, because we had just gotten it. Yeah,
I think Carolyn had maybe played like 20 minutes of it or something.
Yeah,
record last week.
Yeah,
yeah. I gotta say, I'm enjoying it so far.
I am too.
And the big surprise there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, maybe we should say where we are in the game. I'm like, I'm almost at the 20-hour mark. I've been kind of savoring it and going kind of slow, but I just got the third badge, and I'm on Route 4, which is like a sandstorm area. It's really awesome.
Have you caught that sand alligator?
Yes, yeah. I did. I caught him today. Yeah.
Cool.
I think my philosophy, if you if you will, playing this game, is I'm really trying to get to know the Ishu Pokemon and like kind of try and memorize like their types and their names and like get kind of like every single new Pokemon I see, I catch, and it's good so far.
Well, yeah. How many have you caught?
That's a good question. A lot. It feels like a lot. Like, every route, there's a good, like, three or so Pokemon you can catch. So I've got quite a few. The last ones, the most recent one that I caught that I absolutely love is the Daruma doll one. The little, the one that evolves into Hihi Daruma, the gorilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The Daruma, like, the pre-evolution or whatever, is so cute. So cute. His animation. This was one of the first ones where I know a lot of people were, like, super excited about, like, the battle animations and stuff. But I'm like, well, it doesn't really affect the battle and blah, blah, blah. But, like, his battle animation is so cute. Like,
it is.
He sticks his little hands and feet in, so he just looks like a Daruma doll. And then he sticks them out. Like, I'm doing hand gestures. Apologies to the listeners. But he, like, sticks his little hands and feet out and does a little, like, jazz dance kind of, and it's so cute. I love him so. And I don't have a fire type yet, so I'm definitely gonna use him.
Oh, cool.
So what exactly is a Daruma doll?
That's a very good question. I don't really, I know that I had one at one point. It's some kind of a, okay, gosh, oh my gosh, Japanese listeners are gonna like kill me because I'm just totally guessing, but I think it's some kind of like good luck doll sort of. And I know it has something to do with like you make a wish and like the eyes, you like paint the eyes in black after you make a wish.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I know who you're talking about. I remember, well, I remember those from Okami, because there was like, in several areas there were puzzles where the eyes were unpainted, and if you went into the paintbrush mode and painted the eyes, then you'd get special items and stuff. So now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's one of those.
I don't know what their point is, though. I don't know.
Something about wishing. Yeah. Wishing and hoping.
Japanese.
That's
a
lot
and
of
wishing.
That's a lot of Japanese doll things. A lot of good luck and wishing.
Yeah. That's one of those ones where I realize, like, reading the origin of, like, a lot of the Pokemon, that so many of them are based on Japanese things that I just didn't know were Japanese things.
Yeah.
But that's one that's,
like
really
Bronzong
obvious.
And stuff. And all those
Oh, I love his.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's
really
made to
cool.
indoctrinate American kids.
Brainwash them into the Japanese lifestyle.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that was the whole episode of South Park. I wasn't making a reference to that, but that was a great episode.
Yeah. But so far, I think Mike Grimm might agree with me on this, I hope. But so far, my favorite Pokemon that I've caught has been Koromori. the pig bat, the, like the little bat, yeah, okay. The like
the Zubat 2.0.
Yeah, Zubat 2.0.
But he's psychic flying, which is a pretty weird combination. Yeah. And he's good, man. He's got a good moveset. That's a starting moveset. He's really fast. Yeah. I like him.
I love
him. I know it's one of the first things you cop, but I like the look of that scruffy terrier dog.
Ugh, he's already in the PC.
Yeah, he's already been relegated.
Yeah, well, I know. He's the Bidoof of this game, I guess. Well,
there's like several Bidoof, because I consider Minazumi to be the Bidoof of the game.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the little chipmunk, isn't it?
Yeah.
The badger guy. He's sort of been relegated, too. And so is the cat one. Even the cat one, I was like...
Yeah, right now I'm using... Oh, I forget the name, but I'm using the little, like, mole, drill mole as my...
Oh, I haven't got him yet.
HM kind of person. Although I only have one HM so far. Yeah. Still cut.
Just cut.
And I've already got 3 badges, so...
I'm only on the second gym. I just finished the second gym, so...
I thought called? The second gym was kind of tough. I thought Aloe was a pretty tough trainer.
Yeah.
Is it called cut in Japanese, or is it... Like
Yeah, something along those lines.
Cut-u.
Yeah, and I know, I think one listener, or one reader on the site was asking whether they're still called HMs, even though, because TMs, you can reuse over and over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're still called the same thing. They're not called TMs and HMs in the Japanese version, but they're called the same things they were called in the last generation and previously, so I'm sure it'll still be HM and TM. Because they're still not exactly the same, because you can override a TM quite easily, I mean, as any other like level up move, but you can't do that for HMs. So.
Well, TMs, the really good TMs must be much harder to find then. That's
a good question. Yeah, I was thinking like I'm going to like make sure I get all the TMs and not use any more TMs on Gen 4 because...
Well, that was my problem in playing Heart Gold was that like I got really good TMs, but I just couldn't commit to which Pokemon I wanted to know it.
Uh-huh. I think that's what getting me is that I've just got all these TMs and stuff, and like even when I like level up, I kind of have to have a computer nearby me because I can't really read Japanese. So it's like I'm gonna read the first thing, and I'm like, well, do I want to learn this move?
Well, and even if you can read it, it's hard to know which move it corresponds to because a lot of the naming conventions are like totally different too, and I don't have the TM numbers memorized.
So I just have it always queued up on Bulbapedia with the level list.
Same
and they
here.
Learn at every level. So
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like, I do not want to learn Odor Sleuth.
Yeah.
Quick question, by the way, regarding Odor Sleuth. I've used that move before on accident, and it seems to have like a weird property now where it does something else.
Oh,
like I've
really?
Used it before, and like the cat used Water Gun. And it doesn't even know that move. Like it's almost a hidden power kind of thing where it uses a different move. I don't know if that's like... I should go back and try it again, but I swear that he did not have that move at all, and he would do Odor Sleuth and occasionally do a move on top of it, like something else would happen.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, that move is really useless, and I could see him doing something to make it a little less useless. But
that's very true. Yeah, I got rid of Odor Sleuth immediately.
Yeah. Well, have your starters evolved yet?
Yeah, mine's on second stage. Jinobi. Mm-hmm. I love you, Jinobi.
Water 2.
Yeah. Futachimaru, I think, or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You picked that otter? What?
Got the water because the pig...
You know what?
Like
I know there was like a public outcry when we like totally panned the water, which doesn't make any sense unless you're typing it because it just sounds like the word water.
But it's WOTTER.
Is that its online nickname?
Yeah, it's just like you call Smugly.
Yeah, and then nobody cares about the pigs.
The pig. That's his nickname.
It's just like fire pig or whatever. Like nobody cares. But yeah, the water is definitely growing on me, and I think I have a clear one. Like this is one of those generations where I have a clear 1, 2, and 3. Like grass is my favorite, water is my second favorite, fire is my like distant third favorite.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, darn. I thought I like the look of the pig.
I just don't like his final evolution. I think that it would have been way cooler if they would have gone for like a wild boar angle and have him look all crazy like Princess Mononoke wild forest boar. Instead, he just looks like
a drum or something.
He reminds me too much of Mac Mortar. So.
Yeah,
He's.
I like his second evolution a lot, though. The one where he looks like a pro wrestler.
That's really cute. Yeah.
I think our whole logic has just sort of been too that we're just gonna breed them and transfer them off.
Yeah,
once
exactly.
We get the English version, so.
Yeah, that's why I hadn't played that much on that on last Monday is because I was soft resetting for the lady.
Did you finally get the?
I did. Yeah, it didn't take that long.
It took me like an hour. I was just like mashing through the intro text. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. Yes,
yeah.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then I totally zoned out in. I think it's the second town you go in. There's that like area where you first see Muna. Mm-hmm. In that like abandoned like the you know that little
yeah, just,
you
like,
know, it's like a little forest
debris,
area
kind
with,
of
a,
broke down
with
building
like
thing.
A broken down building yeah.
Yeah
and there's an NPC there that gives you one of the monkey trio depending on which starter you picked.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that one also is a 17.5% female to female ratio,
oh,
only 17.5. So, and I just totally zoned out on. I saved when I and I got a boy. So I'll be looking on the GTS for.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard you could catch the other ones.
Oh really?
I don't know. Someone mentioned. I mean, it might be nonsense, but I don't know. It mentioned online. No one was shouting him down. So
I'm disappointed to hear that you can't. Like I thought you could catch all three monkeys, but now it sounds like you can
know.
Only get them like a starter.
It's a good question. I mean, so far that's the only time I've encountered it, and I definitely
that's my favorite part of the whole experience so far is just you're kind of flying blind, you know. When you
yeah.
play other Pokemon game, it's like everything's already there. Like everyone's figured everything out. You can look up anything on you know Bulbapedia or whatever. Uh-huh. And this it's totally you're on your own. It's like I don't even know what Pokemon are here. I don't know. There's just like I got a secret item like a rock, just pressing A, and I was like, there's a hidden item in here. I got that.
Yay.
That's awesome. And it's just, yeah, you know, it's fun just having to figure things out for yourself.
I totally agree. That's why, like, on the import guide, I felt like it might have been kind of a cop-out that I'm like, I'm only doing language stuff. I'm not going to explain, like, if, like the gym puzzles and stuff like that. Mm. But actually, that's, so far, that's been, like, the thing that I've been enjoying the most is the discovery of, like, everything, so...
Because, that's not a feeling I got really with any of the other games. Because, I mean, but I was sort of a late adopter on a lot of them anyway. So it was like 6 months after, it's like, no, we already know everything.
Yeah. It's such a temptation just to look at a guide, even if you don't really need one, like, already. So, yeah. One thing that I really enjoyed discovering is there's a new little thing that happens, like, in caves and in grass and in even in the water that, you'll see a little, like, in the grass, you'll see grass shaking, almost like Poke Radar type kind of shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in that area, it either... I got an item once, and then all the other times, it just had random encounters, I think, with more rarer Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like a guaranteed, like, uncommon encounter.
Exactly,
least,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
So, that was, like, when I first saw it, I was, like, in a cave. I was in the cave, like, that first little cave where you go to fight the Team Plasma. You're always fighting Team Plasma, whatever. But,
the first game, yeah.
And I saw this little, like, scuffle in the cave, and I'm like, what is that? And you go, and it's like, oh, cool. So
I like it a lot, just because you can be running past, like, going from town to town, you'll see a rustle in the grass, and just immediately stop, do 90 degrees, and run into the grass to that spot, so you get, like, a good encounter.
Totally.
I just love the idea of not having to run through the grass and, like, hope you're going to get something, or the idea that there's just, like, a guaranteed, come here now and do this, and I'm just like, yes, I will.
Totally.
So annoying, though, I went from one of the rumbly grass patches, and before I could get to it, I got a random encounter, and it was like...
horrible.
Lousy dog.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's my thing, is that the whole, like, first couple routes, it's like, it's seriously, it's like four Pokemon. You've got the cat, the dog, the beaver guy, and then once you find the cave, you get Pigbat and,
The rock.
I like the rock guy. The rock guy.
Yeah, he's
cool.
Yeah. I was thinking, though, like, he kind of is more of a Geode than Geodude.
Exactly. I was naming him Geode. Like, oh, wait.
He's super annoying, though, because he has that ability where he
can't
be one-hit KO.
Yeah. It's like, even, like, my water is, like, level 18 and, like, a level 3 of him. It's like, oh. No, he doesn't die in one turn.
Yeah.
Can't happen, so it's like...
Yeah,
well,
it's
that
like,
must be good the first time when you want to catch him. But
right,
then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But, like, for all your, like... like, I'm kind of at the point now where if I go back, it's more of a using PP issue than an HP issue. I'm like, he's wasting my PP!
And there's still you're still kind of low on ethers, or that's not something you can buy.
I never use ethers.
Yeah.
No, I just go back to the... Luckily, one thing that's good so far I've noticed is that they're good about putting, like, healing stations, like, outside of the Pokemon centers. Like, pretty much every route has someone that will heal you nearby. So, which is good because so far I've found that the most difficult part of the game is in the routes, like that forest area that you have to go through between
right after the second,
gym, yeah, is really intense because it's a really long, windy forest where you have to, like, there's, like, lots of switchbacks and, like, really windy with lots of grass that you can't avoid and lots of trainer battles, and it's, like, you have to backtrack if you want, you know. And
I remember, that's good because I remember in Heart Gold there wasn't a lot of that, and I was also really, there was only once on the Victory Road, or on your way to Victory, or on your way to the Elite Four, if that's Victory Road,
right? Yeah.
That there was one house of like a lady who was like, hey, just want to sleep here, it's cool, but that was it.
There's also one in Snow Point for sure. Oh, wait, no, you're talking about Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I was thinking about Diamond and Pearl. But yeah, like there's a nurse outside that one forest, and then also in the route four is the whole thing is a sandstorm, so it's like you're gonna get buffeted like the whole time. So there's a house there where you can be healed, and like I think also one of the trainers heals you at least once. So
we'll say, how are you guys liking the graphics on it?
Oh my gosh, amazing!
Yeah,
I was I don't think you've gotten there yet, but I went across that Sky Arrow Bridge to Hewn City, and it's really cool. Like just the feeling of like approaching the city, and it's and you see the skyline like rising out from the distance. It's really cool. But then I thought, well, it takes like the bridge is so huge, and what's amazing about it is so huge, but it takes like 3 minutes to walk across the bridge. I'm like, that is the first and last time I'm seeing that bridge, because once I get fly, I will never see it. I will never walk across that bridge again. There's nothing on it. It's all just for looks, you know.
Yeah. You got a bicycle yet?
No, I haven't gotten the bike yet.
Yeah.
But I
are there eight gyms in this one, like usual? Okay.
And there's sages too, right?
Yeah, I think that's some kind of post-game.
Yeah, read something about that.
Yeah.
I got a nice image that has all of the locations.
So. Oh, really? Oh, it feels like, doesn't it feel like Link to the Past or something? Like
almost.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm excited.
I definitely like the whole, like, the visual redesign is so great, too. Uh-huh. It's like all the menus and everything are just so slick again. Yes. I mean, there's not a whole lot of change. Like, it's just funny because, like, I don't, you know, my Japanese is totally useless. So it's like I'm sort of just going by feel, and it's just like you automatically see how they set the menus up and everything, and it's, you know what it is. You're like, okay, this is move. Yeah, that moves him. And then this is that box. This is my item box. And it's, you know, it's just like it was, but it's everything looks nicer. Like the whole visual style, it's cool. It seems like it's slightly more adult. Like, and when I say slightly more adult, I mean instead of an 8-year-old, it's like for a 12-year-old. So it's like the visual design's a little more slick in that sense.
It's definitely a return to, or I guess would it be a return to like the Diamond Pearl Platinum menu setup?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very different from that. And if you have the DPP menu system like memorized, you should have no problem figuring out where everything is.
But also, aren't the boy and girl trainers like designed to look like older than they ever have
a little
before?
Bit yeah the girl trainer, did you pick boy trainer?
The
girl trainer, her outfit is kind of saucy. Like when she throws the Pokeball out, she has like hot pants on, like really short jean cutoffs, and like her butt looks all cute and everything. Like when she throws the Pokeball out, it gives you a little butt shot.
I like those little animations of the individual trainers, how they throw the ball out, like everyone has like that one girl with like the green is like clumsy, and she kind of like stumbles as she tries to pull the Pokeball out, and that's neat.
Yeah,
I like that end guy too, the mysterious end.
Pokemon. I like Belle too. She's kind of she's definitely like more inter, like Charon's like the straight shooter, and he's just like, oh guys, we gotta go do this, blah blah blah. But Belle is a little more I don't know, she's a little more interesting. But
yeah, so far so good. It feels like, I mean, again, I think it's got to do with the whole exploration thing and just being new to it, but it's just like, it makes it feel fresh and new again, where it's just
definitely.
Like, I'm flying on my own here.
Yeah.
Getting new Pokemon I never seen before.
Exactly. Yeah. So, one thing I thought of too, which is kind of related to our Pokemon of the Week this week, but I've just been so focused on getting to know the Ishu Pokemon that I haven't even considered starting to think about like the effects of the previous generation Pokemon, like the new stuff for this generation, because like when Dreamworld, that was another thing too I was going to mention, Dreamworld, I think the website is still down, because I went on it when I tried to, when I, after I got the C gear, and it seems like it's down. So,
that sucks.
I'm not sure when that will be up. But yeah, like just like the different abilities that the new, that the old Pokemon are going to have, and like changes to their move set or their move pool. It's going to be really interesting.
Well, yeah. I wonder how much of the, like, I would guess that after you beat the main game and you can start catching the old Pokemon, that would mean that you can go to old areas, wouldn't, don't you think? It'll let you go to the old map.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because in every new generation, except for, I guess, Gold and Silver, was Gold and Silver the only one that did that?
Like, well, I thought more did that. I didn't,
Diamond, really Pearl, Platinum definitely didn't. Yeah. I don't like think that so, because this is supposed to be totally, like, completely removed from previous regions, because, like, you start with Route 1, and it goes, like, 1. This is the first one besides Kanto that didn't start it at 1. So I think the idea is that it's totally, like...
It's like another continent or something.
Like, yeah.
Or maybe it could be a whole other
universe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they... Well, you guys... Well, because you haven't been... Pokemon's never really had much of, like, a canon anyway.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You wouldn't... You... And also, like, you haven't been really reading everything they say, but you haven't noticed them saying, like, this is just like I heard Professor Oakhead, or you remind me of a trainer I met many years ago, or something like that.
Yeah, it seems
like
most all the generations before have definitely kind of done that, but I haven't seen anything like that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, I've kind of been skimming through. When I first started, I was, like, reading all the text carefully, and then I got kind of, like, antsy to keep going, so...
There's a lot of text. It seems like there's a lot more than there was before. Like, like that whole, like, second gym thing, no spoilers or anything, but there's a lot of reading in Japanese. That's not going to make any sense to you.
Most of it, I realized, like, whenever I would do, like, spot checks to see what they're, like, kind of like, okay, I'm actually going to read this. Especially with, like, the Team Plasma scenes and stuff, which there are a lot of. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. You can pretty much guess what they're saying. Like, it's like whatever you think they're saying about taking over and
this is just their preamble speech to a fight.
Yes.
That's what they're, exactly what you think they're saying. That's what they're saying. So
I'd say you've almost fight as many, like, plasma guys as you do, like, regular people you just have encounters with in, like, the first two gyms. They just are all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just like, yep, here we are, and we have the same garbage Pokemon.
Yeah.
I did chuckle, too, where there's that one part on, I think it's the route out of the first town, where there's, like, a playground for children, and it's, like, literally, like a daycare for, like, small children.
Right next to the actual daycare.
Yeah, right next to the Pokemon daycare, and, like, there's a little, like, yard with, like, a slide, and there's tiny, tiny little kids in this yard, and you walk up to them and challenge them to Pokemon battles. Like, a little sprite animation of the trainer is, like, 2 feet tall, and, like, he just throws his ball out and has one Pokemon, then you beat him ruthlessly.
And then he only has, like, 50 Pokedollars in his pocket, and you're like, I'm like, the only thing that sucks about kicking the kids' butts is that they don't have any money to give you afterwards. I was disappointed, though, that slide, you don't actually slide down it, you just, like, walk down it, and I'm like, man, I wanted to slide down the slide.
Well, so you like the 3D world? Is it going to be hard? You don't think you could go back to the 2D one?
I think the differences are kind of... I don't feel that way. I don't feel like it's that big of a... still has the same... Even though there are, like, 3D elements to it, the aesthetic is still very similar.
Okay.
Like, I feel like going from black and white back to Gen 4 is not the same difference between going from, like... Gen 1 and 2 to Gen 3, I suppose. Although I guess that's two jumps, so it's not really fair.
Especially because there was sort of a taste of this in, like, Platinum, right? From, like, the Diamond Pearl thing, where it was just, like, they kind of hinted at this. And,
yeah. And they did some cool stuff visually, like, with the Torn World and stuff, so...
Cool.
So far, so good. And we'll try and get the import guide updated as I play, and
I will be looking around for FAQs and stuff to post too.
Yes. So. Cool. And we're gonna start. I think I mentioned this last week, but we're gonna start doing Pokemon spotlights each week, where we get really in depth with some of the Ichu Pokemon each week. So
cool.
So please look forward to it. Do you guys want to talk about this Pokemon Apocalypse fan trailer that we all watched?
Man. It's a harsh trailer.
Yeah.
I liked it and it was very well done. But I felt so bad for Pikachu.
That's
watching
exactly
it.
That's exactly how
so
I feel.
Down. Yeah.
I just thought he was so ugly, I couldn't care. Like, I don't know. I mean,
Grim, you're heartless.
It's just
poor guy. He looks so emaciated. I feel so bad.
I know he looks so awful. It's like, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I really like the trailer. It's super cool. But it's like the Pokemon don't really look that good.
Yes, they do. How can you do live action Pokemon to make them look good?
Well, I mean, I realize it's probably a budgetary constraint.
I think for, like, the no budget those guys had, they did a good job.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good.
That's a fair statement. Yeah.
I thought it looked pretty good. I don't really think there's any way that you can make... They're always going to look weird.
That's true.
In live action. Like, So it's technically, I thought it was, like, really, really, really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that bugged me about it was, and which it's not really fair, it's like saying, ooh, I don't like horror movies because there's blood, but I was a little bit uncomfortable with the grittiness of like the, and it does point out something that's inherently like a problem with like the idea of the games, which is like that it's basically dogfighting. I know we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Like when I play the Pokemon games, I just picture the Pokemon in real life are just like comparing stats and they're on their calculator and rolling d20s or whatever to figure out who's gonna win. But
also, even on the cartoon, like they'll pass out and they'll maybe get a little like dirty or whatever, but they never have lasting damage and they never get old and scuzzy. Or
there has been blood. Obviously, they took that out of the American stuff. The anime or the manga? I can't remember, but there was like you could see blood trickling out of Pikachu's mouth during a harsh battle, and it's like.
Also, what about Gary's Rattata? Didn't.
That's a nice little speculation starter thing that's always been good. Where it's like he's on the ship, right? You're on the ship and there's that battle with Gary Oak. It's sort of someone pieces together and it's sort of become like popular knowledge, but it's like Gary Oak's supposed to be the jerk or whatever, your rival. Basically the whole thing is that his Rattata faints on the ship and the idea after you've battled him. And the idea is that between the ship and the next land, there's not enough time to get him to a Pokemon Center.
Exactly.
And the next time you fight Gary, who has, like, all the same Pokemon throughout the game, like, he just gets more, his Rattata is no longer there.
He's gone.
So it's you, the trainer, who is the jerk. And then when he wins and becomes the Pokemon Master, you immediately step up right after him and beat him and take his title from him.
Ah, I know. In Heart Gold and Soul Silver, he's just, like... He's now a gym leader, but he's still like the burned, like could have been guy. And then also he's like, this guy beat me and became champion, and he didn't even care. He just left.
Yeah.
Left undefeated.
What a jerk. You win, kids. You have to give someone else a chance to go at the crown. You can't just vanish.
But the also that trailer too. I liked the Team Rocket people.
Yes.
They looked awesome.
Yeah, Meowth shooting a gun.
Yeah, Meowth looked really good.
Yeah, he did look good.
Pikachu did look like he was dying.
All the Pokemon looked really dirty too. Like there's one quick shot of Psyduck and he's just like covered in dirt.
Oh man, and Squirtle looks so bad too.
And his shell exploded. There was like that quick scene where it's like his shell was getting shattered.
I thought he was
like,
just deflecting something.
Oh, it might have been. I don't know.
Oh,
it looked like
his shell got shattered.
Like,
I would die. Oh,
that's horrible.
Poor Squirtle.
Well, and also I like the other cliches. It was him being told to throw a fight by Giovanni. Then they're like, Misty's not who you remember anyway. And now she's a streetwalker, it seems.
Yeah, everyone seems like they're,
like, I know there was YouTube comments too saying, like, Ash and Misty aren't that old, but, like, the whole point of the movie is that it's supposed to be, like, when they're older.
It's later,
And I thought the guy who played Giovanni looked like a real actor. Like, he looked really good.
I love when Ash takes off the Team Rocket hat, too, and puts on his old one.
Like,
I want to be the very best.
All the corny lines just so passionate.
Yeah, the Team Rocket one is really good too.
One of the nice touches I thought is at the beginning where it's just him talking to Brock and the actor that's playing Brock is literally standing there with his eyes closed talking to him.
I missed that. I didn't see that.
It's pretty good.
But we'll embed that on the Pokemon Monday page so you can see it if you haven't seen it yet. I know like five different readers like linked me to it via PM. So thank you guys for pointing it out. I like didn't watch it for like a week because of getting
it's got, like,
black and white.
4 million views or something now, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Pretty
good job, guys.
Get that. Yeah. It's pretty quality though. You could
it
tell
is.
Like a lot of work
yeah.
went into that.
Yeah.
Oh, similar to your Rat-a-tat story, that reminds me. I read something recently about how in Gold and Silver and Harkwitzel Silver, the your rival in that game, he like to show that he's becoming a better trainer, like when the last time you fight him, like his I think his Zubat turned into a Crobat, which can only happen when it's happy, and so they're like, see, that shows that he's become a good trainer because he let him be happy. Isn't that nice? Like, I never even thought of that until I read that.
I swear, it's really hard to make your book. I can't imagine you not having a book. If you use them, it's like, unless you're deliberately getting them killed all the time, which is actually harder than making them like you.
Yeah.
It's like, here, have a berry, get into a fight, and I'll swap you out before you die.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of KOs, but I think it's just because I'm, like, being careless.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's very true. Very true. Unless you accidentally trade them back and forth, too. I did that the night before our office tournament. I accidentally traded one of my Pokemon to my other game. I didn't think about the happiness thing. And it was my Snorlax, and he had return as part of his moveset, which is dependent on his happiness. And I forgot to trade him from my Pearl cart, I think, to my whatever cart I was using.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, oh, my God. I had to walk around a lot, give him some massages.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and one other thing, going back to black and white, is I'm really impressed with how big Hewn City is. It's really cool. Mm. It's huge. So, I mean, I don't want to overblow it because it's not that huge. It's still a Pokemon city, so don't get too excited. But it's a lot bigger than your average.
Instead
Pokemon
of just
city.
Like six buildings.
What's weird like... about it is it doesn't have a department store.
Hmm.
That's strange for
unless I'm just
city.
Totally missing it, which is possible because I missed the street the gym was on. I'm like, where's the gym? But that's how big it is. I missed where the gym was. I had to like go back and go down all the streets again.
I definitely like the consolidated Pokemon Center with the
yes.
purchasable items in the same room.
Yeah,
it's
the
like,
Pokemon
yes,
is inside. Yeah.
Good call, guys.
Yeah.
Well, also, that's just a smart move on that business, too.
Yeah.
Because they, as long as they got you there to heal your Pokemon, they should be selling you stuff.
Yeah, very true, very true. Yeah, it's good. And I like that it's just the upstairs is more of a loft. You don't actually have to walk up and down the stairs mm-hmm. if you need to use any of the wireless, the Wi-Fi stuff.
Mm.
So I was kind of disappointed, yeah. though. I'm sorry, I was just going to say real quick. The GeoNet, you can only register in Japanese places. You can't put USA on the...
No.
Oh, well.
The whole Wi-Fi thing is way better in this, too, by the way. Like, I mean, again, it has to do with the idea of you having connections to other people that are around and everything. But, I mean... what's it called? The Sea Gear, yeah. It's like basically your whole bottom menu, like if you have it on, is just like this huge kind of like really cool looking honeycomb menu, and uh-huh. it's like Wi-Fi or infrared or like uh-huh. you know, another connection, and it's just constantly like pinging the area for other
yes.
trainers and stuff, and they show uh-huh. up at the bottom. It's like basically playing online, you know, with your Xbox or
yeah.
whatever, and you have a friends list, and then you can see the people pop up and touch them and look at their stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Swap friend codes. That
yeah.
was so cool too. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that the other day. When you're using the infrared, you can just click the button to swap friend codes, and it swaps friend codes.
Oh, so that's so nice.
It took it like a couple seconds to detect, kind of like the PokeWalker. We were kind of like,
yeah.
But it worked, and we swapped friend codes without having to punch in a single digit. So
it seems just like it's integrated a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Really cool. It does connect to the Wi-Fi constantly, too, which is good because it's like being on Xbox Live or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But there is a warning in case you import it. I mentioned this in the guide, but in case you imported it, be aware that you can't have your Sea Gear on airplanes or in hospitals. So if you can't read that warning, please,
yes.
if you're visiting someone in the hospital, turn it off, because apparently it can like mess with the equipment.
I also imagine that would eat your battery faster too.
It eats your battery. Yeah, it does eat your battery. I don't know about faster. So like when I'm at home and I know nobody else is playing Pokemon, I turn it off. So it's awesome.
Cool.
I just like the menu too. The little like pulsing like hearts mm-hmm. and stuff is really cool. So yeah. And I did check out the Hylink briefly too, but I didn't go on any missions.
Mm.
It's kind of like it works the same way as the Underground worked in Diamond Pearl Platinum. You got to be outside, and
okay.
when you hit the Hylink button, it just like transports you to this other area. That's kind of like, it's like the Underground, but it's above ground, if that makes sense. So yeah. I guess we're already kind of getting over time.
Yeah, we've been going, but there's just so much to talk about. With
yeah, I know. That's it. Anyway, nobody's gonna get that. Anyway, yeah. Do you want to go to our featured Pokemon?
Yeah,
and it is
Politoed. And this was suggested by a listener. I never know how to pronounce these usernames. Maybe you can just tell me how you would like that pronounced. Same dude who traded me the tournament Crobat.
Oh, nice.
He suggested Politoed because Politoed kind of gets like... Okay, so, sorry, before I read his thing. I never used Politoed because he has such a limited move pool by level up. Like, he only has, like, one stab move by level up, and it's not even that good. I think it's, like, Bubble Beam or some crap that, like, is not that good. I think Gen 5 is being nice to him with some stuff. I think he, Flo, I'm just going to say Flo, mentioned that in his Dream World ability is Drizzle. So I don't know how he knows that, because I think Dream World is still down. But to those people peeking into what the Dream World abilities are, yeah, I believe it's Drizzle, which up till this point, the only other Pokemon that had Drizzle was Kyogre. So that's like, it's an awesome ability.
What is it?
It causes the rain condition. So
I see.
Yeah, so which boosts water type moves, lowers fire type moves 50%.
Just like Sunny Day, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Water sport.
Yeah. So. But yeah, so that's like an awesome ability. And he has like a bunch more stab moves. And also, this he kind of just benefits from TMs being reusable because you can put a bunch of cool you don't have to just... Like, nothing is dependent on, like, level-up moveset anymore, because if you can use your TMs over and over again, why not just load up every Pokemon with TMs?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, like, he's got some really good stab moves. He can learn Boiling Water now, which Flo says gives it a 160 BP stab move, and which has a 30% chance of burning. So, I love... For some reason, I'm in love with that move. Like, I think Boiling Water is just the coolest. Like, it makes so much sense, but it's, like... You would never expect a water Pokemon to be able to inflict burn on a target, but it just totally makes sense. Yeah, no. Yeah.
I'm surprised that, like, why didn't they think of that sooner? Like,
yeah.
We have to confront the reality, though, that that's a Pokemon that's getting scalding water thrown
at it.
That's pretty cruel.
That's so sad. But yeah, no, I'd picture them with calculators. Like,
ooh, that would hurt.
Exactly. but yeah, because if I picture it like in the Pokemon Apocalypse movie, I don't know.
Well, they don't seem to be. They never seem that hurt in the anime, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so Politoed, he's one of the very few fourth evolutions, right?
He's or he's a side evolution. He's a side evolution, right. Yeah. If you evolve Poli Whirl with.
What is it, a Water Stone?
If you trade Poli Whirl. While he's holding a King's Rock, he will evolve into Politoed.
Right.
Yeah, and I've never actually used a Politoed, and just looking at him, he's kind of a weird one, because, well, first of all, I think we talked about this when Poliwrath was Pokemon of the Week, but, like, it doesn't make any sense that there's a three-stage evolution, and it stays a tadpole the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like the Pokemon designers didn't realize that tadpoles turned into frogs.
That's
pretty silly. And then as an afterthought the next generation, they're like, oh yeah, a frog. We better make one that's a frog.
That's what they got the new guy now, the Toad guy, the Sumimasen guy.
The Sumimasen trainer song.
He's like this little, yeah, like, I don't know, just like a tadpole, and it's his first animation. Yeah. He has like this like sad, like simpering, like look on his face.
Very apologetic, I'm sorry I exist.
Yes, because he has no arms and no legs, and he's just like this little face with like a tail, and his whole battle animation is he just flops in place like Magikarp.
Yeah, and his little eyebrows are like,
Sorry.
But also, I think his final evolution is really cool, though.
Yeah, it's like a toad, and it's like, it makes sense.
I think it's weird that Politoed is green and not blue.
That was the other thing I was going to say. If you look at Politoed, he would never guess that he's from that evolutionary family.
Yeah, like he has sort of a swirl on his tummy, but that's about it.
Yeah,
but,
and it barely swirls.
Yeah, no, it's...
His color scheme is totally different, like green and yellow compared to, like, blue, white, and black.
Yeah, they should have at least kept him blue, even though that wouldn't have made him look much like a frog.
I actually don't even know what he looks like. You guys are talking about it, I'm just like...
Yeah, I know. No, I didn't either. Yeah. Like, when I saw him, I was like, really?
Yeah,
like, that's
weird.
I think when I was doing the Pokedex for Games Radar for the first time, I'm like, Politoed? Who's this guy?
What is this
what?
Thing?
But, yeah, I think he's one of the... I think he has... One of the trivias I have, too, is that he has, like, the... Something like the smallest level-up move pool of any final evolution ever. Like, I don't know why they did that to him. I don't get it when certain Pokemon of a certain type, they don't give them any stab moves whatsoever. Like,
yeah.
I don't get when they do that. Let me see. Yeah, he has the smallest level-up learn set of all Pokemon who evolve by trading. Oh, so that's not that bad, because there's not that many that evolve by trading.
I don't know. I'd rather have Poliwrath, because he looks tougher, and he's got his big, strong arms.
The only problem I have with, like, Poliwrath is that he looks too similar to the previous. Like, again, I know we're criticizing Politoed for looking completely different, but, like, I, like, made the mistake of, like, accidentally referring to Poliwhirl as Poliwrath and vice versa, and it's like, Poliwrath just has a little more muscles.
He has shoulders.
Yeah. But, like, otherwise, I guess that's how, no, I was going to say.
Also, Poliwrath has angry eyes, too.
Yeah.
So you see, totally different.
Totally different. Oh, and I was also going to mention, too, the question of the week last week was, do you care about spoilers? And it seemed like it was pretty divided.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, Henry, you're the only one who hasn't been playing Black and White. Do you care about spoilers?
Not really, no. Unless you guys, when you get to a point that you're like, I'm very impressed that they went this way with it. Like, it was actually like a real shock that they did something really surprising. Like, other than that, like, if you told me, like, and then I beat 8 gym trainers, and then I went to the final of the Elite Four, or whatever.
So now it's an FPS.
Well, I don't know. Just that, like something so out there that when you beat the 8th person, the 8th gym master, they're just like, and there is no Elite Four. You have to save the world or something like that. I don't know. Just something different. But if it's nothing... If there was a big twist like that, I'd kind of want you guys not to tell me that. But as long as it kind of just stays the course of what I expect, then...
Well, spoiler alert, there is an Elite Four.
Well,
but, yeah, to me, like, I guess when I think of spoilers, they're not story spoilers for Pokemon. Like, to me, the things that would spoil it is if I saw too much of the new Pokemon. Like, if I knew too much about the new... Because, like, to me, the greatest part is, like, discovering all the new Pokemon.
Well, I guess also I wouldn't want to hear, like, if there was a really cool way that you find the legendaries, I wouldn't really want to hear that either.
Yeah.
Oh, funny factoid, too. Apparently, people were getting the ROM of Japanese Black and White, which is a pirated game, kids. Don't support this. But the protection in it was set up so that when the people had pirated the game and played it, none of the Pokemon would gain experience.
Yes.
So, oh, wow.
So everything looked like it would work, and then once you got your first guy, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I read that some people found a loophole, because you can still level up through the daycare or something like that. Mm.
Well, still, it's such a stupid workaround.
I don't know, because I don't even care about ROMs.
Yep.
I
wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's silly.
I wanted to mention one thing that blew my mind when you guys got when I talked with you guys about it. I was like, so to get the white legendary, you have to buy black, and to get the black legendary, you have to buy white.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's Game Freak. You just go on psych.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because it would never have worked on the cover scheme. Cause,
have
like,
a white guy on a white background.
Yeah, it wouldn't have. Yeah. He would have just, like, blended in or whatever.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But yeah, I don't know. I figured the color was named after the guy who was in it, the color of the
dude. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
So now it looks like I'm getting black instead of white. And
yeah, I'm definitely getting black when it comes out here. I'm playing white now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yep. Well, should we call it a day?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Politoed, meh.
Yeah.
Politoed, meh.
Well, I think he's one of the Pokemon that benefits the most from the new TM.
That's what makes it interesting, yeah.
So thank you, Flo, for recommending him.
Yeah. Back to work, I guess.
Yeah, back to work. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.